By the rebuking of the Almighty.
因为他的管教是要我们在他的圣洁里面有份。
His chastisement will bring us to be a part of His holiness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我多次在新加坡强调一件重要的事情。
I have emphasized many a times in Singapore.
恩赐可以假冒的。
Gifts can be a fake.
许多许多的才干可以训练。
Many talents can be trained.
但是圣洁的本质是不能假冒。
But the essence of holiness itself cannot be fake.
魔鬼可以用许多假的恩赐，甚至假的圣洁来欺骗基督徒。
The devil can fool us with many different fake gifts.
但是魔鬼没有办法过一个真正圣洁的生活。
But the devil cannot lead a holy life.
因为圣洁的本质是出于神自己才有的。
Because the essence of holiness comes from God.
所以怪不得许多专讲圣灵的那些灵恩派的头头，他们的生活何等的肮脏污秽。
There are many charismatic leaders who specialize in talking about Holy Spirit leading filthy lives.
在美国已经发现了很多很多这样的例子。
Many examples have been seen in the United States.
亚洲照样是如此。
The same thing in Asia.
有一个人专讲圣灵的，他在新义念的地方曾经这个舞弄过13个善良的妇女。
There is a preacher who in the West Jaya place, he actually committed adultery with 13 women.
反正他专讲圣灵的故事。
But he was a specialist in
the Holy Spirit. 圣灵是轻慢不得。
God should not be despised.
圣灵是圣洁的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵被赐下来。
After he has been sent to us, he was sent to cleanse us.
教会成为圣洁的教会。
So that the church will be a holy church.
神的工人成为圣洁的工人。
The servant of God become holy God.
神的儿女成为圣洁的儿女。
The children of God become holy children.
你知道各自他住的这个小房子的情形是怎么样的吗？
Do you know the little place that a pigeon will live?
各自就要洁净他所住的地方。
A pigeon will clean the place where they live.
他不喜欢住在肮脏的地方。
They do not like to live in dirty places.
圣灵如同鸽子一样的
，and the Holy Spirit is like the dove.
他赐下来
，when he was sent,
他要住在你里面
，he wants to live within us.
接近你，接近我
，he will cleanse you and I.
我们是上帝的殿
，we are the temple of God.
我们是圣灵居住的地方
，we are a place where the Holy Spirit resides.
就是我们身子上荣耀上帝
，and we need to glorify God in our body.
保罗在哥林多后书第七章第一节告诉我们。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1,
你们的除去你们身体灵魂一切的污秽。
You must remove all the filth within your body and spirit.
我们的思想，我们的言语，我们的行动，我们的动机，我们的外表有什么肮脏污秽的，我们都要除去它。
Every filth in our thoughts, our speech, our action, our life, we need to remove it.
因为我们的上帝是圣洁。
Because our God is a holy God.
上帝赐下圣灵。
Our God gave us the Holy Spirit.
洁净我们的心。
To cleanse our heart.
洁净我们的心。
To cleanse our thoughts,
接近我们的动机
to cleanse our attitude,
接近我们的侍奉
to cleanse our serving,
接近我们的生活
and cleanse our life.
圣灵赐下来
the Holy Spirit was sent,
使教会成为圣而公的教会
so that the church will be a holy Catholic church.
圣灵赐下来
the Holy Spirit was sent,
圣徒神的过圣洁生活的基督徒
so that the saints will live a sanctified life.
在圣经里面给我们看见使人圣洁的义工只有三样
there are only three things that will sanctify us.
第一样
firstly,
就是圣道使人圣洁。
The Holy Word will sanctify us.
第二样
，Secondly，
宝血使人圣洁。
The Holy Blood will sanctify us.
第三
，Thirdly，
圣灵使人圣洁。
The Holy Spirit will sanctify us.
这是什么意思呢
？What does all this mean？
神的道有洁净的功能。
The Word of God can cleanse us.
旧约的圣经给我们看见了。
The Old Testament shows us that.
少年人用什么洁净自己的行为呢
？With what do I cleanse my life？
是要遵行主的道。
I follow and be obedient to the word of God.
诗篇119篇有好几次这样的话语。
We can see this in 119 Psalm.
我将你的话藏在我心里。
I put your word within my heart.
免得我的罪孽。
So that I will not sin against you.
一个人遵行主道的人，他就不愿意过污秽的生活。
A person who follows and obedient to the word of God will not be willing.
经常犯罪的一定讨厌上帝的道。
You will not be willing to sin, but a sinner will always hate God's word.
神的道跟罪恶是两件完全不同的事情。
The word of God is completely opposite to sin.
道在哪里
？Where the word is，
就产生洁净的功用了。
Cleansing will occur。
这样我们看见耶稣基督对门徒说
：“The Lord Jesus said to the apostles，
你们因为我所讲给你们的道已经洁净了。
You have been cleansed because of the word I preached to you。
基督自己肯定道的洁净功能。
Christ himself affirmed the cleansing function of the word.
彼得前书第一章也告诉我们，
First Peter chapter 1 says,
你们既然顺从了所听的道，你们的心已经洁净了。
Since you have been obedient to the word that you have listened to, your heart has been cleansed.
你们就从诚诚实实的，从内心里面产生一个真正的爱，爱你们的弟兄。
In all honesty, from within your heart, you need to love your brethren.
所以这些都是圣经的话语。
All these are words from the Bible.
道使人洁净。
The word cleanse us.
道使人圣洁。
The word make us holy.
上帝的道有洁净的功能。
The word of God has a function of cleansing.
神的道是圣洁的。
Because the word of God is holy.
神的道里面的使人洁净的种子。
The word itself contains a seed of cleansing.
当耶稣基督对父祷告的时候。
When Jesus Christ prayed to the Father.
约翰福音第十七章第十七节告诉我们。
John 17:17 says.
他说求你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them with the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
所以这样，这是圣经里面的总原则。
This is the entire principle of the Bible.
人怎么会接近呢？
How can we cleanse ourselves?
罪人怎么会变成圣洁呢？
How can a sinner become holy?
神的话的接近功能。
Because of the cleansing function of the word of God.
雅各书照样告诉我们。
The book of Jacob, James tells us.
一个人听了道，就如同人自己面对镜子观看一样。
After we listen to the word, it's as if we are walking towards a mirror.
当你看镜子的时候，
When you look at the mirror,
你真正的动机根本不是要看镜子。
Your true motivation is not to look at the mirror itself.
很少人看镜子就看这个镜子多少厚，有没有裂缝，到底是哪里做的，没人讲。
Nobody observes the mirror for the mirror's sake.
除了镜子工厂的老板，看镜子真的为了要看镜子。
Unless you manufacture mirrors yourself.
所有买镜子的人都要看自己，不是要看镜子。
Everybody look at the mirror to look at themselves.
当你看镜子的时候，你注意的不是镜子干净不干净，你注意的是里面的你自己像样不像样。
Surely you're not looking at the mirror whether it's good or not. You're looking at yourself.
今天你没有来以前看的镜子没有？
Before you come, look at the mirror.
看了。
Yes.
否则有两三滴饭会在你的脸上。
Or else there will be some rice on your face.
当你看镜子的时候。
After you are clear.
你看见什么？
What do you see?
如果你看见你的肮脏污秽。
If you see your own filth.
越清楚。
The clearer you see.
就表示那个镜子越干净。
It means that the mirror is clean and clear.
越干净的镜子就把你的肮脏照得越清楚。
The clearer the mirror is, the better it is to reflect.
这是个常识。
This is common knowledge.
这是个定律。
This is a rule.
这个变成一个原则的时候呢？
When you look at the principle from this,
最显而显明出来最清楚的，圣经本身是最圣洁的。
The clearest way to show our sin is the Bible itself, which is the holiest.
圣经是上帝圣洁的道。
The word is the holy word of God.
这里面照明了我们违背上帝道的地方在哪里。
And it shows us and reflects our filth in our life.
你看见镜子的时候。
When you look at the mirror.
镜子把你的丑陋显出来。
The mirror shows your ugliness.
镜子把你的不整齐显出来。
It shows the way you dress.
镜子把你的肮脏显出来。
And it shows the filth in your life.
你不会就因为这样大发脾气把镜子打破呢？
Surely you're not angry and you break the mirror.
如果是的话，你一定神经不正常。
If that's the case, you must be pretty crazy.
但我告诉你，很多人听到神责备他的时候，他就讨厌神，他就讨厌上帝的仆人，岂不是他灵性已经神经病了吗？
But many people are like that. When they listen to the word of God, they are against the pastor and God. But that does not mean that in the spirit they have really gone crazy.
我们的灵性的光景就是这样。
That is how we are in the spirit.
当传道人讲好话的时候，我们很舒服。
When the preacher preach a very common message, everyone of us comfortable.
当将来责备我们的罪人，我们很痛苦。
But when they rebuke us, we feel pain.
我们产生仇恨。
We are angry.
我们反对神的仆人。
We are against the servant of God.
我们抗拒他。
We will rebel against him. Why?
因为你爱罪，为爱真理。
Because you love sin more than you love the truth.
爱罪，为爱神的道。
You love the sin more than you love the word of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们听到如同照镜子一样。
The Bible says when we listen to the word, it's as if we are looking at the mirror.
一个人照了镜子，要应该改正自己。
After we look at the mirror, we ought to change ourselves.
一个人照了自己，应该洁净自己。
We ought to cleanse ourselves.
这样，神的道使我们洁净。
The word of God cleanses us.
这是第一样。
This is first.
第二样。
Second point.
耶稣的宝血洗净我们。
The precious blood of Christ cleanses us.
这是基督教唯一。基督教才有的道理。
This is the only teaching to be found in Jesus.
别的宗教都是以功 来将功补过那种宗教思想。
All other faith based themselves upon good works.
所有的宗教里面没有救赎性的这个观念。
All other faith does not have the concept of salvation.
他们所有的观念是立功性的观念。
All of them has this thing based on good works.
他们用行善讨神喜悦的观念。
By good works they aim to please God.
但是圣经否定了这个观念。
But the Bible denies this.
圣经告诉我们，你写的义如同污秽的衣服，不能蒙耶拿一样。
The Bible says we are like filthy rags that cannot be accepted.
我们的罪太大了。
Our sin is too great.
不能用我们的功劳去把它补偿过来。
We cannot use our good works to try to recover.
耶稣基督的死受罪的刑罚代替我们受审判，使我们可以被挽回过来。
Only through the death of Jesus Christ who bore our sin and judgment can we be recovered.
基督成了我们的挽回祭。
Jesus became our sacrifice.
基督挽回了神的愤怒。
And he turned around the wrath of God.
基督使我们带回到救赎的地位里面。
He took us back to the position of salvation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督的宝血。
The precious blood of Jesus.
生命的代赎的记号。
It's the mark of salvation of life.
生命在血里头。
Because life is to be found in the blood.
这是摩西的律法里面早就记载的事情。
This is recorded in the Mosaic Law.
经过了三千多年以后，
after 3,000 years,
医学才明白这句话。
The medical science.
我们知道一个生命的本质就从它血里面，它这个血的这个本质来决定它生命的本质。
We know that the essence of life is to be found in our very blood.
你的血里面有怎么样的染色体？
What kind of DNA you have in your blood?
你就有怎么样的生命。
Determines the life you have.
你血里面的生命是哪一种生命？
What kind of life you have within your blood?
你所传下去的后代就是哪一种本质？
Will be descended upon your descendants.
生命在血里头。
Life is within our blood.
3,500 年前，摩西已经照神启示的智慧写下这句话。
3,500 years ago, Moses wrote this under the inspiration of God.
人的科学太迟了。
Our science is way too late.
我们的智慧太钝了。
Our knowledge is too limited.
我们需要从神所启示的真理去明白。
Within the revelation of the truth of God, we understand all these things.
血就是生命的代表。
Blood represents life.
神立约的时候就用血做立约的记号。
And that is why blood is used as a mark of the covenant.
你神以生命来显出他的忠心。
Because God used the life to show His faithfulness.
神用血来立他的约。
And He used the blood to mark His covenant.
当你和人家立约的时候，
when you have a covenant with another person,
最怕立约的对方不守信。
What you are afraid of is that they break the covenant.
或者怕虚假的跟你立约。
Or that they are faking it.
神不是如此。
God was not like that.
当摩西问你名叫什么的时候，
when Moses asked what is your name,
他说我是自由拥有的。
He said, I am that I am.
耶和华上帝。
The Jehovah God.
耶和华上帝这个名称什么意思呢？
What does this name mean?
他的立约的神。
It means he's a God of covenant.
凭什么立约？
From what does he establish his covenant?
他是信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
不改变的神。
He's a God that will not change.
绝对不背负自己的上帝。
He will not go against his own word.
这样的一位上帝。
A God who is like that.
用他的诚信真实做保障。
By his own faithfulness he guarantees it.
用他的不改变做根基。
He build it on the foundation of his unchanging
word. 用他的真诚来与我们立约。
By his sincerity, he have a covenant
with us. 我们的神是立约的神。
Our God is a God of covenant.
我们的圣经是立约的圣经。
Our Bible is a word of covenant.
所以基督教的圣经叫做新旧约圣经。
So the Bible is the Bible of the Old and New Testament.
因为我们的神是以人立约的上帝。
Because our God is a God of covenant with men.
当神立旧约的时候，
when the God has the Old Testament,
用血以人立约。
He used blood to have his covenant. In the New Testament, again, it was built on the covenant of blood. What kind of blood did he use? The Old Testament covenant was built with the Israelites. What kind of covenant in the Old Testament? It was the blood of the lamb and the calf.
但是新约不是如此。
But it was not the case in the New Testament.
新约上帝用他自己的独生子道成肉身，为我们死在十字架上，舍命流血替我们所立的约。
In the New Testament, God the Son Himself came to give us His precious blood to build the covenant with us.
耶稣基督受难的那个晚上，
the day where He suffered and died,
他拿起饼来，他擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
He took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body given to you."
他拿起杯来说：“这是我的血，为你们而立的约。”
He took the cup and said, "This is the blood of my covenant."
赦免许多人的罪。
To forgive the sins of many.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
什么使我们洁净呢？
What will cleanse us?
Firstly, 真道使我们洁净。
The word of God.
第二
，secondly，
宝血使我们洁净
；the precious blood of God。
第三
，thirdly，
圣灵使我们洁净
；the Holy Spirit cleanses us。
全本圣经里面只有这三个元素，使人可以过圣洁的生活。
The entire Bible tells us only these three things will sanctify our life。
你说我祷告是可以圣，自我可以圣洁吗？
You say that maybe I pray and I will be sanctified.
你只能祷告神给你圣洁，但祷告本身不能使你成圣。
You can pray that God will sanctify you, but the prayer itself will not sanctify you.
祷告不过是向神所表出了一个心愿而已。
Prayer is just an expression of our will towards God.
你自己靠你的心愿可以成圣，岂不是不需要救主了吗
？If you are able to sanctify yourself, you need not have the Savior.
岂不是你念念有词，你就可以圣洁，岂不是自救论吗
？Does that mean that by chanting a prayer, you can save yourself?
所以圣经从来没有教训。祷告可以使人成圣这个道理。
The Bible never teaches us that prayer itself can sanctify us.
你祷告的时候
，When you are praying,
求神用他的道洁净你。
You are asking God to cleanse you with His word.
求主用耶稣的宝血洗净你。
And that the blood of Jesus cleanses us.
求主用圣灵感动你成为圣洁。
You pray that the Holy Spirit will move you to be sanctified.
使人成圣。
The one that sanctifies us.
使人洁净的。
The one that cleanses us.
只有这三样。
There are only three things.
第一
，Firstly,
神的道。
The word of God.
第二
Secondly,
基督的血
The precious blood of Christ.
第三圣灵的工作
And the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的更新
The revival of the Holy Spirit.
圣道宝血以及上帝的灵就使人成为圣洁了
The word of the precious blood of Christ and the Holy Spirit sanctifies us.
所以上帝把圣灵赐下来
So God gave us the Holy Spirit.
因为他有预备一些的圣徒可永远与他的圣洁中间同国同荣耀
Because he wants to prepare a group of saints to share in his glory.
所以你说我今天领受圣灵的人
Those of us who have received the Holy Spirit.
既能过一个不圣洁的生活
How can we then lead a life that is not holy?
你今天我纪念基督把圣灵赐下圣灵降临节
You say today is the day of Pentecost.
你岂可继续活在犯罪的生活里面
How can you then lead a life of sin?
圣经是不是在第十五章里面
Acts chapter 15.
第八节第九节里面
Verse 8 and 9.
提到一件很重要的事情。
That was an incident that was very important.
就是当他们辩论到底外邦人信耶稣基督要不要再受割礼的时候。
When they were discussing about circumcision for the pagans and Gentiles.
有一些犹太来的弟兄们。
There are some people from
Judah.
They were circumcised. They also believe in Jesus Christ.
他们就对外邦人说。
So they said to the Gentiles.
现在你们信了耶稣。
Since you believe now,
如果你们不受割礼，你们就不能得救。
If you are not circumcised, you will not be saved.
人家把这件事告诉保罗。
Those people told Paul about this.
保罗大大不以为然。
And Paul objected to this.
保罗就跟那些人争辩。
And he argued with the people.
圣经怎么讲呢
？What did the Bible say?
使徒行传十五章第二节告诉我们，保罗与他们大大纷争辩论。
The Bible tells us in Acts 15 verse 2 that Paul argued with them.
为什么呢
Why?
为什么这样强烈的辩论呢
Why did he do this?
因为这是对福音的曲解。
Because this is a misinterpretation of the gospel.
是对基督功劳的污蔑。
And this is a reducing of the work of Jesus Christ.
如果人信了耶稣基督的宝血洁净了。
If we are cleansed by the precious blood of Christ,
人已经得救了。
We have been saved.
还要加上受割礼才真正得救的话，这岂不是削弱了基督的功劳吗？
And if we have to be circumcised after, it just simply shows that the work of Christ is not good enough.
主啊，你为我流血，我谢谢你。
Lord, you shed your blood for me. Thank you.
主啊，不过我要受割礼，再自己流一点血才成全。
But it's not enough, so I have to be circumcised myself.
所以你的血加上我的血，我就接得救了。
And so because of your blood plus my own work, I am saved.
一大堆的血加我一点点的血，我就重生。
All your blood plus a little blood for me, I am revived.
保罗说，不能就是不能。
Paul says that is not the case.
血对争到底。
You must argue all the way.
当分的不能放，当放的不必争。
The real things must be insisted.
这关系基督教信仰生死关头。
This is a life and death issue for Christianity.
这关系基督教救赎论最重要的原则。
This is the most important principle in soteriology.
基督的死是足够的。
The death of Christ is sufficient.
基督的血是完全的。
The blood of Christ is complete.
基督拯救我们是已经绝对的。
His salvation is absolute.
所以不需要再加上人任何一方面的成分。
We need not add any works.
怪不得保罗与他们大大纷争辩论。
That is why Paul was arguing all the way.
结果怎么办呢？
In the end, what
happened? 他们不行。
They said no.
你是保罗。
You are Paul.
你太年轻。
You are too young.
我不要听你。
I don't want to listen to you.
你不够老资格。
You are not old enough.
你还敢讲？
How dare you say
this? 告诉你的上司，让他骂你，你才知道。
I will tell your boss that he'll scold you.
这常常有的情形。
This is very common.
最年轻的人传道传得很好，常常没有大果效，因为他们是太年轻，怎么可以这样讲？
So the young evangelists often cannot work very well.
所以你们年轻人要忍耐，忍耐到你老。
So you have those are young must be patient until you are older.
你的权威就大一点。
Then you have more authority.
我年轻的时候讲到几万个人来听。
When I was young, I preached at tens of thousands.
真的很少有这么大的吸引力。
They say that it's a very attractive meeting.
有一些倚老卖老的人还不要听话。
But some who are very old, they don't want to listen.
所以这个心情我很了解。
I understand this attitude.
你是什么？
Who are you?
你是保罗。
You are Paul.
我为什么要听你保罗？
Why should I listen to you?
基督教的前论是彼得。好，你跟我一同去耶路撒冷找你的老板。
We should look at Peter, who is a true authority.
看看你的上司对你怎么评论。
And see what your superior says.
我才不随便顺服你。
I am not going to
listen to you. 我这个人是不简单的人。
I'm not such a simple person.
当然不简单，你是坏蛋，怎么会简单？
You're quite evil, that's why it's not so simple.
那怎么办呢？
What did he do?
他们就到耶路撒冷去。
They went to Jerusalem.
这耶路撒冷十五章就是第一次全世界的神学研讨大会。
The Council of Jerusalem is the first theological seminar.
所以信仰研讨大会是从圣经开始。
It starts from the Bible, all these seminars.
我们四月份布道团一个信仰研讨大会，不过是根据那一个模式来做的。
In October, when we have a seminar, we just following the Bible.
那么这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他们就讨论这个问题了。
They all discuss about this.
换句话说，就是要真正给世界答案。当世人信仰上遇到问题的时候，我们应当怎么解决？
They want to give the true answer to the problems we face in our faith.
到了彼得那里去。
They went to Peter.
问他要不要受洗。
They ask him about the
这个基督徒受洗。
Baptism of
Christians. 要不要再隔离？
Do you need to add on?
犹太人隔离了才信。
The Jews did the circumcision.
那么他们应该信了再隔离。
So these people should be the same.
弟兄相同吗？
Then we will be brethren.
彼得没有马上回答。
Peter did not answer immediately.
彼得就让他们讨论，讨论，讨论，讨论。
He let them discuss.
讨论又产生结论。
To get a conclusion.
我告诉你，讨论不可以没有结论。
In a discussion, we must have a conclusion.
第二方面，结论不可以不先讨论。
And the conclusion cannot come before a discussion.
没有讨论就结论，这个叫做独裁。
Before you discuss and you reach a conclusion, it's dictatorial.
讨论来讨论去，没有结论，叫做盲目的民族。
But you discuss forever, you are just blind and lost.
两样都不对的。
Both are wrong.
我用英文讲，你更明白另外一个意思。
You can understand this if I explain it in English.
Discussion with a conclusion will become the modern Confucianism.
当你讨论没有这个结局，就变成一个混乱。
那个 conclusion without discussion is dictatorship.
但是如果你讨论啊，你这个有结论，没有讨论就变成独裁。
We should not be the blind democratic group.
我们不应该有这个盲目的民族。
我们也不应当成为无理的独裁者。
We should not be a reasonless dictator as well.
彼得这个老前辈做的榜样啊。
And Peter gave us this example.
他们讨论了一段时间以后。
After they have discussed.
然后他下结论。
Then he gave the conclusion.
他怎么样下结论呢？
What did he say?
他说：“弟兄们，你们知道从起初耶稣基督就拣选我们了。”
He said that from the very beginning, the Lord Jesus Christ chose us.
拣选了我做你们的领袖。
He chose me to be your leader.
所以教会领袖在必要的时候，不要忘记照着神给你的权柄。把应当讲的真理的权利讲出来。
So Christian leaders ought to remember that at the appropriate time you need to speak based on the authority that God has given to you.
今天有位弟兄驾车送我到一个教会去。
There's a brother who sent me to a church.
他说我们教会里面有一批人很喜欢灵恩派。
He told me that in the church there are many people who like the charismatics.
还有一批人知道灵恩派有问题。
But some people know that there are some problems there.
我们两边就有一些不同的意见。
And we have different opinion for both sides.
我就回答你的牧师怎么样？
I ask him what about your pastor?
我的牧师认为这个是小问题。
My pastor thinks it's a small problem.
个人思想可以不同。
Everybody can have different opinions.
好，我就赶到去问牧师，不是小问题，他自己有大问题。
I think that the pastor has big problems himself.
你做教会的领袖。
Because as a leader of the church.
教会信仰的问题。
In matters of faith.
不可以把它当作次要，把组织当作重要。
You cannot treat this as secondary and treat the administration as primary.
如果一个传道人。
As a preacher.
把教义当作次要。
If we treat doctrine as secondary.
把正统的道当作次要。
As the word of God is secondary.
把多少人来奉献够不够当作重要，这个传道的就有问题。
And we treat things like the numbers we have and the offering we receive as primary, there's serious problems.
我创办了三个神学院。
I have established three seminaries.
没有一间是哪一本，不止像有钱人末间才开始。
Not a single ceremony was started by asking the very rich for money.
我们用眼泪跪在神面前祷告，用信心开始。
With tears we kneel before God, with faith we build the church.
没有人支持不要紧。
Doesn't matter if nobody sustains us.
不必要我们缩小。
We may shrink in size.
变成一个小的研究班。
To become a small Bible study.
不要用钱为钱的缘故低头。
But we do not want to bow down towards wealth.
今天有一些的神学院。
Some seminaries today.
为各教会奉献。
Because their contribution by different
churches. 所以他看看哪一个教会奉献多。
So they will look at which church
has more influence. 那么那个教会的立场怎么样？
And what kind of standing of the church?
那我就不要随便批评那种立场。
So let's not criticize them.
可能我一批钱不来，我就。完了。
Just in case I criticize and the money stops.
绝对不做这个事情。
I am not like this.
我的立场就是这样。
My stand is clear.
我的道就是这样。
The word of God is clear.
你不要奉献是证明上帝不要用你的钱。
When you do not offer, it simply means that God does not want to use your money.
使你在这正统信仰的栽培份上没有份。
So that you cannot partake in this true work of God.
神丢弃你。
It's God forsaking
you. 神不要用你的钱。
God does not want to use your money.
我最怕的钱太多，结果不知道要做什么。
The worst thing is to have too much money and not knowing what to do.
我不怕要做什么，我知道了，钱还没有来。
I'm not worried about not having money if I'm sure of what I'm
going to do. 我的神是活的。
Because I'm the living God.
我如果真心顺从他做他要我做的工作，他怎么会不供应呢？
If I'm truly obedient to him to do the work he wants to do, he will provide.
我们可以吃清淡的菜饭。
We can eat simpler food.
我们可以过简单的生活。
We can lead a simpler life.
像你问加卡达那两个神学院。
In the two seminary in Jakarta.
我们的费用是全东南亚所有神学院不到十分之一。
The funds we use are just 1/10 barely of all the seminaries in place.
我们清淡经营。
We have a very simple process.
我们全部非常普通的生活起来。
Our life is very simple there.
但我相信我们持定了最严格的信仰的原则。
But we believe that we have the most firm principles.
所以前景是神的赐福。
And the future is in the hands of God.
前景是对教会的祝福。
In the future, we will bless the church.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主使这样的精神传到你们的身上来。
May the Lord spread this sort of spirit among you.
神的道是不妥协的。
The word of God is not compromising.
逼得站起来。
Peter stood up.
好的，你们知道从起初主拣选我。
He said that from the beginning the Lord chose me.
现在吩咐你们。
Now I say this to you.
不需要割礼。
There is no need for circumcision.
下结论。
And he gave a conclusion.
下了结论以后。
After that.
影响这两千人，所以呢。你没有隔离，对不对？
Influence us for 2,000 years, so we need not be circumcised.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是因为那一次神学研讨大会定下来的。
Because this was the establishment from that time onwards.
你说没有影响吗？
Is there not an influence?
很有影响。
There are great influence.
上帝给我们教会的领袖。
God gave us the leaders of the church.
照着圣经原则。把权威用出来的时候
，By the principle of the Bible, when they exercise their authority,
我们应当为基督的缘故，为真理的缘故，顺服这个合理的权威。
Because of Christ and because of the truth, we need to be submissive to this.
那你讲什么话呢
？What did they say?
为什么彼得敢做这样的结论
？Why did Peter give us this conclusion?
他不是以不才的权柄滥用。
He did not misuse his powers.
他说，因为上帝给他们、给我们都赐下圣灵，没有分别彼此。
Because he said that God gave them and us the same spirit.
所以他是根据神的旨意，根据事实的经历，神工作的印证，把这个原则提出来的。
By the will of God and the work and the affirmation of God, he gave us this principle.
第八、第九节告诉我们呢。
Verse 8 and 9 tells us.
上帝赐圣灵给他们，赐圣灵给我们，都是没有分别。
And God gave the Holy Spirit to them just as he did to us.
因信心接近了他们，接近了我们的心。
Because of faith, their hearts and our hearts are all cleansed.
这样告诉我们，圣灵接近人的心。
It tells us that the Holy Spirit cleanses our hearts.
圣灵做接近的工作。
The Holy Spirit does the work of cleansing.
那我现在问的就是，他们是谁
？Who is this day?
我们又是谁
？Who is us?
上帝把圣灵给他们。
God gave them the Holy Spirit.
给我们。
God gave us the Holy Spirit.
他们是谁呢
？Who is this other people?
我们是谁呢
？How about us?
我们是不是今天在生命堂这些人叫做我们
？This us refers to all of us here.
不是。
No.
彼得讲的我们。
When Peter said us,
就是指犹太人。
He refers to the Jews.
彼得讲的他们。
And when we talk about them,
就是指外邦人。
They are the Gentiles.
所以上帝赐圣灵给外邦人，跟赐圣灵给我们犹太人是一样的。
God gave the same Holy Spirit to the Gentiles and the Jews.
那这句话到底 refer 到底是指哪一段的时间呢？
What does it refer, what kind of time span did it refer to?
也就是指圣灵降临的两个经验。
It refers to the two experiences of the Holy Spirit.
第一个经验，
the first one,
就是当耶路撒冷圣灵降临间，120个领受圣灵的时候的经验。
The first experience is when 120 people received the Holy Spirit in at Pentecost.
第二，
the second experience,
就是在哥里流家里第一次外邦人领受圣灵的经验。
Is at the home of Cornelius the first time the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit.
这两次的经验到底和彼得有什么关系呢？
What kind of relationship did Peter have in these two experiences?
因为彼得在这两次里面他都在。
He was present in both occasions.
那为什么呢？这两次很重要呢？
Why are these two occasions important?
第一次是圣灵赐给犹太人，第二次是圣灵第一次赐给外邦人。
The first one was when the Holy Spirit descended upon the Jews. The second one was the first time the Holy Spirit was given to the Gentiles.
所以彼得的重要性就更明显出来。
The importance of Peter can be seen here.
那么圣灵第一次给外邦人是什么时候呢？
When did the first Holy Spirit first came to the Gentiles?
就是使徒行传第十章。
It can be found in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts.
圣灵第二次给外邦人是什么时候呢？
The second time to the Gentiles.
是使徒行传第十九章。
The chapter 19 of Acts.
第十章圣灵降临在哥尼流家里听彼得讲道的那些人的身上。
In the 10th chapter, the Holy Spirit came upon the people who were at the house of Cornelius listening to Peter.
十九章的包罗按手在那些以弗所人的身上，圣灵就降在他们的身上。
In chapter 19, Paul laid hands on the people in from Ephesus, and the Holy Spirit descended.
那我要问，为什么第十章要用彼得不用保罗呢？
Why was Peter used in chapter 10 and not Paul?
为什么外邦人领受圣灵不是外邦使徒保罗有份，而是彼得有份呢？
Why was not the apostle of the Gentiles leading them?
这里有两个原因。
There is two reasons here.
第一个原因。
The first reason.
因为彼得是使徒们的领袖。
Because Peter was the leader of the apostles.
彼得是比保罗更年老的。
He was a person who is more senior than Paul.
所以一定要让彼得的权威建立在这件事情上，使历史历代的教会承认他的权威所给我们的结论是什么。
The authority of Peter was established for all generations to come.
如果是保罗在于哥林多的家里，
if Paul was at the home of Cornelius,
第一次外邦人领受圣灵是保罗的工作，
if Paul was the instrumental the first time,
那么这样的话呢，人家会说保罗是外邦使徒，当然听外邦人讲话，我们不必听他。
People will say that surely Paul will speak for the Gentiles.
所以神是很有智慧的。
God was filled with wisdom.
神不是用外邦人的使徒，使用使徒中间最重要的使徒彼得，是他亲眼看见外邦人第一次领受圣灵是从神而来的。
And he used Peter to show that the first time the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit came from God.
所以这个意义就更大更大了。
The meaning here is great.
但是
，However，
彼得既然不是外邦的使徒，彼得就不像保罗明白外邦文化，也不明白希腊文那样深到保罗的程度。
And Peter surely, since he's not the apostle to the Gentiles, he did not understand them. He did not understand the Greek.
当然，彼得年老的时候，他用很好的希腊文可以写了彼得前后书。
When he was old, he wrote 1 Peter and 2 Peter with good Greek language.
我是相信这个有马可还有其他人的帮助。
I believe he was helped by Mark and other people.
都在圣灵感动默示之下写下来。
All these are done in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，神为彼得先预备了一些预工了。
And God prepared the work for Peter.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
也就是这个哥尼流家里那些人已经身体的预备好了，那个彼得一来，他们就领受圣灵。
God prepared the people at the home of Cornelius so that when Peter arrived, they received the Holy Spirit.
原来彼得是不甘愿去的。
He was not willing to go.
他的观念中间，民族下代的精，这个精神还是深的不得了。
He had a narrow concept about his people.
神是以色列的神。
God is the God of Israel.
神是要复兴大卫宝座的神。
God is the God that will revive the throne of David.
神，你什么时候复兴以色列家？
When are you going to revive the house of Israel?
突然间说你去。
God suddenly said, "You go."
到哥尼流的家里。
To the house of Cornelius.
他说不。
He said no.
你叫别人去好了。
Ask other people to go.
神就降下一包的东西下来。
And God sends a big group of things.
你看的时候呢？
When he looked at the banner,
都是那些不洁净的动物。
It was filled with things of filth.
律法里面吩咐以色列人不可以吃的动物。
There are things that the law says are unclean.
我顺便讲一句话。
Let me say this.
那些动物在1940年代，英国的医学家证明，实实在在是对人在 这个旅行在沙漠地带缺乏水的地方非常不卫生的动物。
In 1940, the English physician declared that all these things truly are things that are not good for man.
所以圣经所讲的话还是真理。
And the Bible is still true.
几千年以后人才发现出来。
A few thousand years later, then we discover the truth.
彼得说：“主啊，我从小不吃这些东西。”
Peter said, "O Lord, I have not partaken of all these things since I was a child."
上帝说：“宰了，吃吧。”
God said, "Kill it and eat it."
奇怪了，上帝在律法说不可以吃，现在叫我吃，上帝怎么出尔反尔？
It seems that God is contradictory.
主啊，我从小不吃这些。
And he said, "God, I have followed the law all my life."
上帝说分别为圣的，你不可以当作污秽。
What God has set aside as holy, you should not treat it as filth.
收上去。
And then you went up.
不久再下来。
And then you came down again.
上帝玩弄降落伞。
God is using parachute.
上下来的时候呢
？When it arrived,
彼得，宰了
，kill it，
吃吧
，and eat it。
主啊，我从小不吃这些。
And he said again, Lord, I do not eat
these things. 你的律法说不可以吃这些。
Because the law says no.
上帝回答说。
The Lord replied.
上帝说分别为圣的，你不可以当作污秽。
What God has set aside as holy, you should not treat it otherwise. And he went up again.
就摘下来。
The third time he came up.
第三次。
The third time.
你宰了
，kill it，
你吃吧
，and eat it。
主啊，我不吃。
He said, Lord, no.
他以为上帝在试探他了。
He thought that God is tempting him.
律法说不可以吃，我就不吃。
The law says no.
上帝说分别为圣的，你不可以当作。
That which has been set aside is holy.
这个时候。
And then at that time.
人家的叩门。
Somebody knocked at the door.
那个名叫西门的是不是住在这里？
The person who's called Simon is here.
他正在祷告。
He's praying.
他正在这个降落伞来来去去。
Looking at the vision.
彼得。
Call for Peter.
有人来叩门了。
Someone is here.
我们要请他到我们家里去传道。
We want to ask him to come to preach.
我们请他去把耶稣的福音传给我们。
To tell us about the gospel of Jesus.
不同的地方。
A different place.
保罗自己一个一个地方去找人传福音给他。彼得是预备好了才叫他去。
Paul went to different places.
所以彼得去不去啊
？So did Peter go?
上帝分别为圣的，你不可以不去。
God, he remembered the vision.
上帝分别为圣的，不可以当作污秽。
He remembered the vision.
所以他不甘愿，现在受感动，明白了，原来那个意象是告诉他。外邦人也可以得救。
He realized the vision tells him that the Gentiles can be saved too.
那么这外邦人是谁呀、啊、
？Who are these Gentiles?
哥尼流。
Cornelius.
这哥尼流啊。
This person
是一个希腊人的名字。
Is a Greek name.
希腊人不是犹太人。
And they are not Jews.
是第一次外邦人领受圣灵。
The first time the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit.
哥尼流是什么人呢、啊、
？Who is this person?
敬虔的人。
He was a holy person.
现在你要听一件很重要的事情。
Listen to this carefully.
在新约圣经里面，敬虔的人是一个特别的名词。
In the Bible, this is a very special word, the holy people.
不是指那些对上帝有敬虔的就叫做敬虔，不是这个意思。
It is not people who just fear God.
新约圣经里面敬虔的这个名词，专讲那些不满意神话系统的犹太人，的希腊人，他们受犹太思想的影响。盼望相信独一真神的那些人叫做敬虔。
It refers to people who are devout and God fearing but are not willing to accept the Greek gods.
在这个希腊的神话系统里面。
In Greek mythology.
最高的神叫做 Zeus.
The highest god is called Zeus.
口才的神叫做 Hermes.
The Hermes, the god of articulation.
音乐的神叫做 Apollo.
Apollo is the god of music.
美丽的女神叫做 Aphrodites.
Aphrodites is the goddess of love.
战神叫做 Prometheus
is the god of war.
这些人转到罗马文化里面。
And all this influenced Roman culture.
就是罗马文叫做 Jupiter.
And it became Jupiter.
Aphrodites, 罗马文叫做 Venus.
And the Roman Venus is the equivalent of Aphrodite.
音乐的神叫做 Muse.
And Muse is the equivalent of Rome.
所以他们都敬拜同样的神。
So they pray many different gods.
希腊对罗马的影响。
The influence of the Greek to the Romans.
不单是建筑。
Not only in architecture and philosophy,
甚至连神话宗教系统都影响过去。
Even in their religious system.
但是希腊人中间有一些有良心的人。
But there are some with good conscience.
他们越想越不明白。
They think about it and they couldn't understand.
怎么我所拜的神会抢人家的老婆呢
？How can the god I pray to go for another woman?
这些真神会随便生杀其他的神呢
？How can they just kill each other?
这些神很酒醉乱做事情。
How can the gods get drunk?
这些神犯奸淫不识羞耻。
How can they commit adultery?
这些神动暴怒的时候随便害人。
How can they have violence?
所以我不相信这个。
So I cannot believe this God.
这些人，他就慢慢离开了他们的家神。
And These people go away from the false god.
他们炫耀犹太人相信独一的真神。
And they admire the one God that the Jews
believe. 这种人叫做敬虔人。
These people are called devout and
God-fearing. 所以你读圣经的时候不要乱解乱读。
When you read the Bible, must be careful.
因为很多名词有特殊的意义在里面。
There are some very special meaning to the words.
我相信苏格拉底是这样的。
Socrates was probably a person like
that. 苏格拉底不相信神明。
Because Socrates do not believe in God.
他离开希腊的神话。
He left Greek mythology.
相信只有一位至高独一最高。
He believed that there must be one true highest God. When Socrates died, the Athens court gave him two judgments. The first one, that he was an atheist. Second, there is a person that stirred the crowd. And 2,300 years later, the great philosopher Hegel concurred with this judgment.
我是不大赞成赫格尔。
I do not concur with Hegel.
历史上正统的思想是很同情苏格拉底受诬告要撤度于而死。
Because many people sided with Socrates throughout history that he was maligned.
那你请你注意我下面这个分析。
But remember, take care of my analysis.
我相信苏格拉底是受犹太一神论的影响。
I believe that Socrates was influenced by the idea of one God.
我曾经在这个一神论、这个三位一体论的神学讲座里面提到这一件事情。
In a seminar about the Trinity, I mentioned this before.
就是独神论信仰是犹太文化对全世界最大贡献之一。
The biggest, one of the biggest contribution that the Jews had for the world is the idea that God is one.
如果不是犹太文化，从亚伯拉罕领受神是独一的启示，全世界不知道什么叫独神的信仰。
If not for the Jews, nobody will understand this one God.
有这个信仰影响了，不但是犹太教，也基督教，甚至回教都相信独神的信仰。
This idea influenced Judaism, Christianity, and even Islam.
那么这些到处做生意的这个犹太人。
These Jews that travel around the
city, 他们有一些比别人更诚实。
Some of them are more honest.
他们的生活更正义。
Their life of righteousness.
他们过得也听得更圣洁。
And they have a life of holiness.
有一些的希腊人受影响，他们就暗暗立起假神，归向这位犹太人相信的独一的上帝。
So some Greeks were influenced by them, and they left their many gods for this one God.
苏格拉底是不是完完全全脱离神明呢？
Was Socrates truly an atheist?
不是的。
I don't think
so. 到了死的时候，他还有生命的某一些残留的观念。
When he died, he has still some concept about God.
所以他死以前最后一句话是说什么
？Right before he died, he said this.
他这个读的从脚慢慢麻痹到心脏抽筋不能讲不能动以前，他讲最后一句话。
He said the last word right before he was poisoned to death.
他说 ：“God, 请你帮助我赔上一只公鸡，好不好？”
He told his the person next to him that he to help him repair a chicken.
因为我已经要定了那个神明献公鸡给他，我现在快要死了，没有办法做到，请你替我还债，好不好
？Because I made a sacrifice of the chicken, but I'm not going to be able to do this. Can you please repay my debt?
表示他的神明神话方面还没有完全解释。
It means that he's not a true atheist.
虽然他相信有独一的真神。
He believed that there's one God.
苏格拉底的宗教观念是乱七八糟的。
His religious concept is very confusing.
他受了毕达哥拉斯阴阳复替轮回的观念影响。
He has this concept of the cycling of life by
Pythagoras. 他受了犹太观念不神的影响。
And he was influenced by the Jewish one God concept.
死以前还害怕假神会不收纳他。
And right before he died, he was afraid that the false God would not accept him.
以基督的道是不可同日而语。
He cannot be compared with the word of Christ.
苏格拉底死了。
After he died,
以后有许多许多的希腊人开始相信，应当只有一位真神。
Many Greeks believed that there should be only one God.
所以这些有这些希腊人。
All these Greeks,
他们叫做敬虔的人。
Are known as devout and
God-fearing. 哥尼流就是这样的一个人。
Cornelius was one of them.
他相信只有一位上帝。
He believed there's one
God. 我要行善。
I want to do good
work. 我有上帝眼啊。
I want to be pleasing.
那么他这个蒙上帝眼怎么眼呢？他不知道。
He doesn't know what to do.
他又听说有耶稣基督。
He heard that there's a Jesus Christ.
盼望有人到他家里来传道。
So he hoped that someone would preach to him.
所以他结果想不到请到最大的彼得来讲道。
And to his surprise, the greatest apostle came.
好像你说只要有牧师来就好了，原来比。Billy Graham 来耶
！It's like saying that Billy Graham comes.
这么大牌的也跑来这里讲到了，因为神是这样安排的。
Because God arranged for it to happen.
请你注意啊， 苏格拉底最后一句话是什么
？The last word of Socrates.
替我还债，借我一只鸡，什么时候还他不知道。
Repay the debt for me, lend me a chicken.
耶稣基督呢
？What about Jesus Christ?
不是人替他还债，他是替人还罪债。
And Jesus repaid the debt himself for man.
耶稣没有说我要死了。
Jesus did not say, I'm going to die.
欠人三块八毛五。
I still owe people $3.
耶稣的父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他不知道。
Jesus said, forgive them because they know not what they are doing.
穆罕默德最后一句话是什么
？The last word of Muhammad.
你们千万不要以为我能救你们。
Do not think that I will save you.
你们要自己好好行善，盼望可以得到上帝的喜悦。
You must do good work so that you will be pleasing to God.
苏格拉底请人还债。
Socrates asked other people to repay his debt.
穆罕默德知道不能替人负债。
Muhammad knows he cannot pay the debt for other people.
耶稣基督求父赦免人的债。
Whereas Jesus asked the Father to forgive our debt.
看见不同的地方。
Can you see the differences here?
一个人死以前讲什么话很要紧呐。
It is very important for the last words.
特别是你死以前讲什么，你要记下来。
You must record what you are going to say before you die.
你死以前抓一支笔。
Take a pen when before you die.
自己记下你最后一句话是什么
？And quickly record it down.
然后你才去吧。
Then you go.
然后人家好好知道你最后一句话到底是什么。
Then people will know what your last words are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
苏格拉底死了。
Socrates died.
哥尼流像他一样。
Colinus was like him.
最后是接受耶稣基督。
In the end, he accepted Jesus Christ.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他领受基督，他才知道他的敬虔最后的目的是什么。
Because after he accepted Jesus Christ, he knew what his devoutness was for.
这件事啊
，this particular incident.
彼得在哪里
？Where was Peter?
所以彼得在《使徒行传》十五章怎么讲
？What did Peter say in Acts 15?
是圣灵给上帝的。
Holy Spirit was given by God.
接近他们。
To cleanse them.
也接近我们。
Just as he cleansed us.
是不分彼此的。
There is no difference.
不偏待人的。
There is no bias.
因为信心的缘故，使他们与我们都成为圣洁。
Because of faith, they are sanctified like us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这句话如果是保罗讲的，就没有力量。
If this has been spoken by Paul, it is without power.
是彼得讲的。
It was from Peter.
彼得不是外邦的使徒。
Peter was not the apostle of the Gentiles.
上帝亲自给他有机会看见外邦人受圣洁。
He was a person that God has given the opportunity to see the Gentiles receiving the Holy Spirit.
做见证，圣灵来了，要使人得做洁净。
To show us that the Holy Spirit come to cleanse us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是第三个最重要的意义。
This is the third most important point.
第四个意义是什么
？What is the fourth meaning?
为什么上帝赐下圣灵呢
？Why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
因为他要引导人进入真理。
Because he want to guide us into the truth.
耶稣基督的圣灵来了。
Jesus said the Holy Spirit come.
使你们想起我对你们讲过的话。
To remind you of the teachings that I've given to you.
借着圣经，我收到一个很重要的原则。
I see a very important principle here.
圣灵不是抹杀理性。
The Holy Spirit does not kill our reason.
圣灵不是反对思想。
He does. It's not opposed to the intellect.
圣灵是引导理性，启发思想。
He guides our reason and inspires our intellect.
圣灵使理性进到正常的功用里面。
He makes sure that our reason return to the original function.
The Holy Spirit normalizes the function of a human reason. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以他使你想起我对你讲过的话。
That's why the Holy Spirit makes you remember His teaching.
圣灵是圣洁的。
The Holy Spirit is holy.
圣灵与圣洁不可分开。
He cannot be separated from holiness.
这是第三条。
The third one.
第四条。
The fourth one.
圣灵是与真理有关系的。
The Holy Spirit is related to the truth.
圣灵与真理不可分开。
The Holy Spirit cannot be separated from the truth.
这是第四条。
This is the fourth point.
我现在要快快地把它结束。
I want to end soon.
所以要你注意下面五句话。
Remember these five sentences. Firstly,
圣灵是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
第二。
Secondly,
圣灵是把真理启示给旧约的先知同新约的使徒，称为圣经的灵。
He is the Spirit that inspired the Old Testament and the New Testament.
第三
，Thirdly，
圣灵是借着启示的道，使人领受生命的灵。
Through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit helps us receive the Word.
第四
，The third，
圣灵是用真理来光照新的生命，使他们因真理。过新生活的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit that uses the truth to enlighten us so that we will lead a new life.
第五，圣灵是把神的儿女从这个教会 带进所有的真理里面的灵。
It's the Spirit that brings the children of God into all truth.
我再讲这五句话。
Let me repeat again.
这是圣灵与真理关系很重要的五句话。
It's an important relationship between the Spirit and the truth.
圣灵是真理的圣灵。
He is the Spirit of truth.
因为圣灵就是真理。
Because He is the truth.
这个你可以查考这个约翰一书第五章第八第九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 8 and 9.
圣灵就是真理。
The Spirit is the truth.
好，你再注意，圣灵是把真理启示给旧约的先知和新约的使徒成全圣经的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the one that inspired the writers of the Old and the New Testament.
第三
Thirdly,
圣灵是用圣灵的道使人重生领受新生命的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit used the word of God to help us accept the new life.
第四，圣灵是使人的光照，明白真理，有新生命，或在新生活里面顺从真理的圣徒的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit used the truth to enlighten us so that we will lead a new life in
the
truth.
第五，圣灵是把教会带进一切真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit brings the church into all truths.
今天如果你什么都忘记，单单这五句话就会重整你的圣灵论。
If you cannot remember anything, these five sentences will change your entire concept.
教会已离开上帝的真理，就不可能过一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
The church that is apart from the truth cannot possibly be pleasing to God.
没有顺从真理的教会，不是顺从圣灵的教会。
The church that is not submissive to the truth is not submissive to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是真理的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
为什么上帝赐下圣灵
？Why did God give us the Holy Spirit？
我们分析一下好不好？第一
，Firstly，
为了要你什么都忘记了，不要笑，是很严肃的。你在神面前，你就不能逃掉了。上帝赐下圣灵，第一，为了要荣耀耶稣基督。
Firstly, to glorify Christ.
第二
，Secondly,
上帝赐下圣灵为了什么？要光照罪人，帮助世人悔改。
To enlighten sinners.
第三
，The Holy Spirit.
上帝赐下圣灵，要使我们受感动，过圣洁的生活。
To cleanse us with holy life.
第四
，The fourth point.
上帝赐下圣灵，要引导我们进入真理。
God gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us into the truth.
最后一样
，Last one.
第五点。我不是说圣灵的工作只有这五样。
I'm not saying that we are limited to the five functions.
我不是说神赐下圣灵只有为了这五样。
Or that God gave us Holy Spirit for five things only.
还有其他的教点，今天我从五个角度来思想。
But I want to concentrate on five.
最后一样
，last one.
上帝赐下圣灵，要把权柄和勇气给基督徒，为耶稣的福音做见证。
The Lord gave us the Holy Spirit to give us authority and courage to bear testimony for Christ.
圣灵降在你们的身上。
When the Holy Spirit come upon you,
你们就听。得准能力
，You will receive power.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，再到地基，做我的见证。
In Jerusalem, Samaria, until the end of the world, to be my testimony and witness.
你要证明你被圣灵充满吗
？You want to prove that you have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
你怎么知道你被圣灵充满
？How do you know you're filled?
你求主给你力量。
You ask that the Lord give you strength.
给你勇敢。
To have courage.
给你爱心。
To have love.
给你愿意做见证。
To have willingness to bear testimony.
领人归主。
To lead others to Christ.
传福音给别人。
To preach the gospel.
在我的父母室里面。
In my associate pastors,
我认为每一位都相当好。
I think all of them are quite good.
有的三位是很特别的。
But three of them are special.
一个是很勇敢对外教徒谈文化与基督教的关系。
One of them very bravely will speak to Gentiles about Christianity.
对回教徒传福音。
He preached to the Muslims.
他对副教徒传福音。
The Buddhists.
常常跟我说，唐牧师今天的聚会，我带了两个副教徒来听到了。
He always say, Reverend Tong, I brought two Buddhists here.
他的勇气，他的耐心真是好。
His courage was admirable.
我很受感动。
I deeply moved.
另外一个是到处勇敢传福音的人。
Another one preached courageously everywhere.
17岁蒙召的时候。
When he was called at 17,
还没有念神学。
He hasn't been studying yet.
就像我年轻的时候一样的。
He was like me when I was young.
到贫民窟里面。
He went to the slums.
到穷人的地方。
Among the poor.
到神经病院里面。
To the asylums.
到加加达桥下那些穷人没有房子住的地方，在那边传福音。
To preach to the homeless under the bridge in Jakarta.
前天我跟牧师开会的时候。
Two days ago when I had a meeting.
我的蒙古鲁地震太厉害。
I said there was a great earthquake.
我们要预备几千万印尼盾去帮助他们。
We should help them with some money.
但我要派一个人先去看他们。
But I want to send a person there first.
所有的牧师传道都静静的。
All the pastors were quiet.
他说派我派我派我。
And he keep volunteering himself.
我说一定不派你。
I said I will not send you.
因为他特别爱妻的，我要对付他，给他不要钱。
I don't want to let him go because he wanted to go. After 10 minutes,
我们要派人去。
I said again we have to send someone.
派我派我派我。
He said send me.
我已经对他说一定不派，他还是派我派我派我。
He kept insisting.
等我开会完了以后呢
？After the meeting.
真正要去的只有他，我说好了就派你去。
Only he wanted to go. excited.
啊，他高兴的不得了。
He was rejoicing.
原来到最困难的地方，他最高兴。
He liked to go to the hardest place.
没有人去的地方，他最高兴。
The place where no one wants to go.
所以我相信这个人是被圣灵充满的。
I believe he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
谁喜欢去不喜欢去进地方呢？
Because no one likes to go to places like that.
贫穷落后的地方。
Who wants to go among the very poor?
有一次我派他到沙劳越内地去的时候。
I sent him once to Sarawak.
被蚊子咬。
Lots of mosquitoes.
热得不得了。
It was hot.
一天讲到好几次。
And he preached many times a day.
住的地方是新片盖的。
A zinc roof place in the
evening. 热得不得了。
Very hot in the day.
晚上冷得不得了。
Very cold at night.
这个屋子的下面就是猪，就是狗。
Dogs and pigs underneath the house.
早上四五点，鸡、狗、鸡犬不宁，大喊大叫。
4 a.m. in the morning, and all these animals will make noise.
我自己到过那边28天。
I've been there 28 days.
所带过录音机录的那些鸡狗乱叫的，叫做鸡犬不宁交响乐。
I recorded all this sound in a tape.
后来我派他去的时候
，When I sent him,
有一天我跟他通电话
，I talked to him over
the phone. 我说你怎么样啊
？How are you?
他说感谢主，我很欢喜。
He said, "Thanks to the Lord, I'm very joyful."
有没有蚊子咬你啊？
You have mosquitoes,
很多，但是不要紧。
He said lots, but
很多，但是不要紧。
It's okay.
怎么会这样回答呢
？Why?
圣灵充满。
The Holy Spirit filled him.
蚊子充满加圣灵充满就不要紧。劳苦增加加上圣灵的喜乐就不要紧。
Although it's laboring in heart, but the Holy Spirit's joy is with you.
耶稣说，
圣
灵降在你们身上。
The Holy Spirit come upon you.
就必得着能力。
You will have power.
为我做见证。
To be a better testimony for me.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
为主受苦算什么？
It doesn't matter if we suffer for.
为义受苦算什么？
It doesn't matter if we suffer for righteousness.
主的喜乐常充满我们。
The joy of the Lord is with us.
一个人有没有被圣灵充满？
Whether a person is filled with the Holy Spirit.
你不要看他有没有倒下去。
Do not see what's happening externally. Whether he's shaking.
你看他怎样侍奉。
See how he served the Lord.
有没有喜乐？
Whether there's joy.
有没有被十字架？
Whether there's kindness, cross. Whether he loves
soul.
Did he lift up Jesus?
有没有不圣洁的生活？
Did he have holy life?
有没有把人带进真理？
Did he bring people into the truth?
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣灵赐下来。
The Holy Spirit was sent.
再重复这五点。
Let me repeat again. Firstly,
要荣耀耶稣。
To glorify Jesus.
第二。
Second,
要使人觉悟，罪恶悔改。
To enlighten sinners into repentance. Thirdly,
把人带到圣洁的生活里面。
To bring us into holy life.
第四。
Fourthly,
引导我们进入真理。
To lead us into the truth.
第五。
Fifthly,
帮助我们勇敢为耶稣传福音。
To help us to preach gospel courageously.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us